I mean, obviously, we all know what happened. I'm sure he went over it. There's been a lot of talk and buzz about it today. We've all made mistakes. I think everyone in this room can attest to that. I've said things out of character and things I wish I could take back. And you know, that's what happened here. You know, he apologized to us on Monday, and really in my room, in the offensive room, it's a dead issue. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you start losing games. And everyone's going to get frustrated, you know, from the top down, coaching staff, management, players. I mean, no one's happy with where we're at, which, you know, when you look at it, it's a good thing. You know, as players, as coaches, management, you wouldn't want to be happy with where we're at because we want to be better than that. I mean, I think we were all a little bit surprised. And I don't think not so much that it happened, that he stepped in front of us and apologized, and he was owning up to it, because, like I said, everyone has made mistakes and said things in the media and said things to other players in passing that we regret. But not many of us step up in front of everybody and apologize and own it the way he did. And I think we left that meeting in a better place than we started. Well, if he didn't apologize, I wouldn't have known that he said it. So we probably would have continued on without this.
Was there curiosity?
No, I mean, there's stuff floating around every day about a source here, a source there. You can't get caught up in that kind of stuff. So I guess to answer your question, if you wouldn't apologize, we'd be talking about the Saints today. I think the foundation should be strengthened by this. It's not like we're finding out that this happened from another source, that someone's coming to us and saying, hey, Crum said this, this, and this. We're finding this out from Crum that he said this, which I think is a good thing. He owned up to it. He let everyone know, hey, I made a mistake. This is where we stand, and this is where we need to move on to. And wish more guys were like that. Wish we could communicate like that more often. Because things would be out in the open. And they're out in the open right now, and we just got to continue on. I think we've got a strong group of guys on the offensive side that have come together.